Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman. This program addresses the topics surrounding the inerrancy and the preservation of the Bible. Bruce Musselman was a pastor, Bible teacher, and conference speaker for over 40 years. He went home to be with the Lord on May 15th of 2020. These classic editions of Where is God's Word represent Bruce at his best, sharing the timeless truths from the Bible. So let's join Bruce now for this classic edition of Where is God's Word?
This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And God tells us to rejoice. And we need to think about the things that are good. The Bible says, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are of good report, and so on. We are to think on these things. And there's a lot of good things that we can think about. And if we read the Bible, it can just change our mood and give us something to rejoice about. And as we read, we can thank God and we can rejoice for each of the wonderful promises he has given us. I think right now, one of the promises in the Bible says, blessed is the man to whom God doth not impute iniquity. And that simply means that impute means to count. When we accept Jesus Christ, he's paid for our sins and God counts his righteousness, which is absolute perfection, to us. And he doesn't even count our sins against us. And so out of love, we want to serve him and we want to obey him. And what a wonderful gift that is. What a wonderful promise that is, that he has given us. And I have known personally that times where I've been depressed or fell down, I just open up the Bible and begin to read. And sometimes it's like heaven on earth, and sometimes I just feel altogether different. And I feel sorry for people that don't read the Bible. And the words of the Bible, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. And that is the very spirit and life of God. You know, I've seen some people, they're reading all kinds of books about supernatural things. And Jesus talks about the spirit world that is under control, really, of the devil. He says he's the prince and power of the air. And they fly around in the air like birds. Jesus says this in Matthew 13. And they speak to people in many books that are written and much of philosophy that is written. The devil is a philosopher, and these spirit beings give the authors of these books the messages that they want to get out that appeal to something in the human heart. But it is not something that will help them eventually, and it was not something that will totally satisfy their spiritual needs, but the Word of God will. And the Word of God gives us wisdom as to what to do in our life. And the Word of God gives us knowledge of God. And the Word of God gives us a peace in our heart. And it gives us joy in our soul. All of these wonderful things. And yet, so many people haven't read it. And yet, some people have read it, but they don't understand it. Well, the Bible says to understand it, you have to know God. It's God's love letters to his family. And God wants you to become a part of his family. And to do that, you must recognize God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is God, who took on a human body, came to this earth, and was punished for our sins, and then bodily rose from the dead. And he simply demonstrated he was God. He said, believe me for my work's sake. If you don't believe me for the Old Testament, which gives prophecies about him, believe him for his very work's sake. And he had total power and total control over everything, including death. He raised Lazarus from the dead after he'd been dead for 4 days. And leprosy and every kind of a disease, he instantly healed these individuals and demonstrated his power over everything. And so only God could do what he did. And so when we accept him as our God, how do you do that? Well, Thomas said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and believed. That's what believing is believing in Christ and receiving him as your personal Lord and God. And then he has given you a book, the Bible, which is an incredibly wonderful book. We have read what many scientists, many leaders of Western civilization that knew the Bible and read it, what they found about it and how it affected them. But this program is here for the upholding of the Bible as God's Word, and we believe that God has preserved His Word in the Authorized King James Bible. And so we have literature that we give out. And by the way, we give out a paper that shows in 100 places where the modern counterfeit Bibles take out the names of Jesus. And His names are Lord Jesus Christ, God, Son of God. And these names have been eliminated from the modern versions. And you can see the history. I have books at home that trace the history of where the modern ones come from. They go back to two individuals called Westcott and Hort, who, like I was reading the other day, Westcott's writings. He doesn't even believe that Jesus bodily rose from the dead. And he's making up a Bible that you are using in your church. And you say, well, my preacher doesn't go along with this. Well, your preacher needs to be educated. And I'm telling you, he needs to get right with God. How can anyone that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ use a Bible that throws out Jesus in 100 places in the New Testament? And particularly the fact that over 99% of the manuscripts back up the King James and less than 1% back up these counterfeits. You say, well, I don't like what you say. Well, anybody that stands for the Lord, there's things that they're going to say that people don't like. I like getting along. I like people to like me personally. But on an issue like this, this goes to the very heart of Christianity, because the very heart of it is that Jesus Christ is God and that He is our Savior and that the Bible is His words. You know what? I was looking at a book by some college professor, and that's where all the mess comes from. And this individual was saying, well, it's not the words that are important. I tell you, he is lying, and he doesn't know anything about the Bible if he says this. Read the last words of Jesus in the book of Revelation. All through the Word of God, all through the Bible, it's called the words, the words, the words. That is important, and God said He would protect His words. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. You know, and even people, if you think that Luther's a good individual or John Calvin's a good individual or Bunyan's a good individual, none of them use this corrupt text. And I tell you, it was around back there at their time, but they rejected it. And I just hope that you will think there's nothing more important than God's words than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we have this program today. But we're upholding the Bible. I want to talk today a little bit about the Bible and science. And I'll also say this before we get into this. If you will write me or listen to the announcer and send them an email, we will send you a paper that shows you 100 places where the names of Jesus are taken out of the modern versions, like the New American Standard and the New International Version, the English Standard, all of these corrupt Bibles. And you can look for yourself. The Bible says they that were at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica, in that they searched the Scriptures. God tells us to search the Scriptures. The Bible says, thy word have I hid my heart, that I might not sin against thee. You know, every false church will discourage people from reading the Bible. It never fails, because what they're teaching is not what the Bible said. The reason we have so many religious viewpoints is people just do not read the Bible systematically. And we have preachers today that correct the authorized Bible, the King James Bible. And God never told anyone to correct the Bible. The Bible is to correct us. Well, the Bible is true in everything, including medical science. And here is the Bible on laws of hygiene. Now, God wrote the Bible through men. You know, if there's a God, why wouldn't He reveal Himself to us through a book? It's not through your emotions or some dream or some vision. Now, I've heard people that say they saw Christ and through that they've accepted Christ, but God wants you to get to the Word of God and read that. Now, the Bible and laws of hygiene, and this stuff was written about 4,000 years, 3,500 years ago. The encyclopedia Britannica documents that in 1845, a young doctor in Vienna named Dr. Ignaz Semmelweis was horrified at the terrible death rate of women who gave birth in hospitals, where people were living if they didn't go to the hospital. As many as 30% died after childbirth. Semmelweis noted that doctors would examine the bodies of patients who died, then, without washing their hands, go straight to the next ward and examine expecting mothers. This was their normal practice because the presence of microscopic diseases was unknown. Semmelweis insisted that doctors wash their hands before each examination. The death rate immediately dropped to 2%. Look at the specific instructions God gave thousands of years ago to his people for when they encountered disease. Here's the word of God. And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and he shall be clean. Until recent years, doctors washed their hands in a bowl of water, leaving invisible germs on their hands. However, the Bible says specifically to wash under running water. And also, they were to wash with hyssop, which is a plant that destroys bacteria. Now, here's the Bible and the correlation of mind and body, and they're finding out more about this recently. Medical science has come to understand there's a strong relationship between a person's mental and physical health. The Bible revealed this to us with these statements and others written around 950 BC. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. Well, anybody knows that today because the heart pumps the blood. But envy is the rottenness of the bones. So if you are a very jealous person, it will rot your bones. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones fat or healthy. Pleasant words are an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And so when you talk in a kind and pleasant way, and some people, they talk in a very caustic way, their conversation is that way, and it makes it miserable for people around them. But it says it's sweet to the soul when people talk in a kind and nice way, and it is health to the bones. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Now we have the Bible and bacteria, and here it says this. It says, and neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs. Thousands of years before modern science identified bacteria, God made provision for Israel by banning the eating meat that may be spoiled by bacteria. So God knows what he's doing. Well, we'll take a break and then we'll come back.
You're listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please contact us. Our email address is sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. And now let's return to more of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.
Now, also, we have already stated this. I'm going to repeat this again in case you missed it. But this program is to uphold the Bible as the Word of God. And the idea that we're to appeal to the originals, there's no such teaching in the Bible. Nobody has the original autograph copies. And everywhere in the Bible, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. W-O-R-D-S. And thousands of times in the Bible, God talks about his words. It's not just the message that he's talking about. It's just not the ideas and theories and so on. It's God's very words. And the Bible says, with men of other tongues will I speak unto this people. And so God speaks English, and he said that he would keep his words. And so he has given us his words in the English language, and we have them in the King James Bible of 1611, based over 99% of the manuscripts, as we have already mentioned. But I'm going to give you my address again, just to make sure that you can get this, and we will send you out a paper for free. We'll even pay for the postage so that you get this, and you can check this out with your Bible, and God will bless you for checking it out, because he'll bless you for, the Bible says, they that were at Berea were more nobles than they that at Thessalonica, that they searched the scriptures. So you don't have to believe it just because I said so, but you better check out on this issue, because Satan is always, his first thing he does is, yea, hath God said, that's the first words out of his mouth. Main thing is to destroy faith in God's word and to put out counterfeits. He counterfeits everything. So my name is Bruce Musselman, Musselman, P.O. Box 609-238, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. And we would enjoy talking to you about this. And so if you call us or you want to write us, I mean, we will contact you and we'll send this paper out to you. And we'll send it for free. Well, let's continue on. And we have some more that we're talking about the Bible and health issues. The Bible warns against fat intake. The American Heart Association says the major kinds of fats in the foods we eat are saturated, polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, and trans fatty acids. Saturated fats, trans fats, and dietary cholesterol raise blood cholesterol. A high level of cholesterol in the blood is a major risk factor for coronary heart disease, which leads to heart attack. You know something that is very interesting, but there's a field in medicine that believe that if we would switch away from these things that have just been mentioned, we wouldn't even get heart attacks. At least we wouldn't get our arteries clogged up, and that's what most people get heart attacks from. And if you would use some other types of system, I'm trying to think of the coconut oil. For instance, many people believe that this is a very healthy oil to use in cooking, and I'm not trying to sell it, but I believe this personally, and I use it, and possibly by using this, you would probably get rid of about 90% of the heart attacks that are taking place, but it's the bad oils that we're using that are causing this. Now, in reference to prostate cancer, a study by the University of Pennsylvania Cancer Center stated the fourth most common cause of cancer among men may be related to saturated fat consumption. Saturated fats come from animals. In Leviticus 7:22-24, we are told, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Ye shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat." So there you have it. The Word of God knows everything because God created us, and He is the greatest scientist. He is the greatest doctor. He is the greatest psychologist, and He is the greatest Savior. And the Bible says, made by our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And He has put this in His book. Well, we find the Bible immune system. The Bible instructs that male babies are to be circumcised on the eighth day. Medical science has now discovered that this is the day that the coagulating factor in the blood called prothrombin, excuse me, doctors, is the highest. It reaches its peak on the eighth day, then drops. Medical science has also discovered that this is when the human body immune system is at its peak. And once again, the Bible has the answer. The Bible and laws of quarantine we have here, and I'm quoting from Scientific Facts in the Bible, by Ray Comfort. And I would recommend you get this little book. It's only $5.99, and I'm telling you, it's full of tremendous things, and you could give it to friends that are questioning the Word of God, the Bible. It's called Scientific Facts in the Bible by Ray Comfort. Now, he says here, long before medical science discovered the importance of quarantine of persons with infectious diseases, the Bible instigated them. In 1490 B.C., the scriptures tell the children of Israel what to do if a man has leprosy. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean, he shall dwell alone without the camp, shall his habitation be. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 46. So God sets it up. Laws of quarantine were not instigated by modern man until the 17th century. During the devastating Black Death of the 14th century, patients who were sick or dead were kept in the same rooms as the rest of the family. People often wondered why the disease was affecting so many people at one time. They attributed these epidemics to bad air or evil spirits. However, careful attention to the medical commands of God as revealed in Leviticus would have saved untold millions of lives. Arturo Castiglione wrote about the overwhelming importance of this biblical medical law. The laws against leprosy in Leviticus 13 may be regarded as the first model of sanitary legislation. And by the way, when the Black Death was going on, Jews that were practicing these sanitary laws were escaping much of the Black Death because they were simply going by what the Word of God had said. And once again, we have a tremendous and wonderful book in the Bible. It has the answers to everything. And he has the source of all joy and all peace. Scientists, and we're talking about science in Genesis, many of them admit that Genesis is close to the truth. Well, it is the truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you're reading a book created by some human being or by some spirit through that human being, you're reading partial truth, or maybe mostly falsehood. But when you're reading the Bible, you're reading absolute truth. So the Word of God here talks about this. It says, most cosmologists, scientists who study the structures and evolution of the universe, agree that the Genesis account of creation is imagining an initial void, maybe uncannily close to the truth. The universe suddenly exploded into being. The Big Bang bears an uncanny resemblance to the Genesis command. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God just simply commanded the universe to come into existence. And it came into existence. You know, before modern times and even before the Big Bang Theory, and the Big Bang Theory fits more into the Genesis account, science was teaching that matter was eternal, but the Bible never taught such a thing. And matter came into existence when God said it would come into existence. And new scientific revelations about supernovas, black holes, quarks, and the Big Bang even suggest to some scientists that there is a great design in the universe. Well, of course there's a great design in the universe. We talk about simply this: water is made up of H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part oxygen. Everybody knows that. And yet the whole chemical system is based on these mathematical formulas. Well, how could this have just come into existence by accident? It did not. Because our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, He designed the whole thing, and the whole universe shows design, and it shows planning by our Creator God. God has planned it. He has given you the free choice. And He is inviting you to come into His family, be a part of His family. And you become a part of it when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that in a prayer. God is everywhere. You have a wonderful day. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. We trust you've been challenged and encouraged by today's program. To receive a free handout listing the 100 verses in the New Testament where the names of Jesus have been eliminated in the modern versions, send your email request to bbteuclid@yahoo.com. That's bbteuclid@yahoo.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Bible Baptist Temple of Euclid. Pastor Andy Rusnacko and the congregation extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at their services. Sunday school is at 10:30, followed by morning worship at 11. The Sunday evening service is at 7, and the midweek prayer and Bible study is Wednesday at 7. Bible Baptist Temple is located at 1565 Chardon Road in Euclid. For complete ministry information, please visit online at BibleBaptistEuclid.com. That's BibleBaptistEuclid.com. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the Bible Baptist Temple of Euclid, Ohio.